Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
So it's all for play for still?
I think so. Do you want to bet against us?
Morning, everybody, and welcome to For the Love of Pomegranate podcast with a breaking podcast, I suppose you could call it, because it is official. Philip Coutinho is now an Aston Villa football player, and I'm bloody delighted. And it's the world comes at you fast, Paddy, doesn't it? The world comes at you really, really quickly, because it seems like it was only 2 days ago that we were doing a Brentford review, and I was saying that I can't see this happening. And then literally on the same day after I'd spoken to a couple of people, I messaged you and I said, this is 99% happening. So, you know, it's mad how quickly things change in football. And it's, look, I suppose I've done a video as well. And if you guys haven't caught it, I've done a video on the pros of Philip Coutinho, how he fits into the team, what his statistical output is over the last 365 days, how he compares and how he can work with Demi Buendia. So if you haven't checked that out, I'm going to try and link it here in the video as well. I would love if you could check that out too. But Paddy, arguably, and I'm going to say arguably, the most high-profile signing Aston Villa have ever made.
I wouldn't argue with it.
Even though it's only on loan, I know a lot of people say, "Oh, it's a loan transfer; it's not really a transfer, or whatever." Like, but
you know,
this like, is up there with with the failed Juninho signing of Doug Ellis's term back in 1996. Yeah. You know,
well, I would put it up as the most exciting signing we've ever done. I would go as far as saying that this is our Robinho moment. Remember when Robinho came in and changed Manchester City and changed their outlook on everything. This is our Robinho moment. This is the moment, our chance to shine, our chance to spend money, our chance to attract the best there is. We have the money. We have the manager in place now who everybody believes will be enough to take us forward. Now we have made a huge statement of intent and we've signed, you know, this guy really lit up the Premier League when he was there. He knows what it's all about. And with a run in the team, this guy is going to be absolutely huge for Aston Villa Football Club. And I am over the moon. Even if my face doesn't tell, I am absolutely over the moon.
Well, and you likened him to Robinho. I'll probably, because this is something that we spoke about and I actually messaged you. Like, we were on par with Spurs for quite a while. All right. And we were, and then Spurs, all of a sudden, they signed Edgar Davids out of nowhere. And that was fine. He was on the downslope of his career, but it was kind of a stand up and take notice. And then that allowed them to sign players like, they went on and they really fortified their midfield. They signed Modric for about 16 million, I think, from Dynamo Zagreb. And then on the back of that, the year afterwards, they signed Raphael van der Vaart. And that really clicked with Bale becoming a superstar as well. But I think that signing of Rafael van der Vaart was really kind of the watershed line for Spurs. It allowed them then to, you know, to push on the transfer market. Like, you look at their team, you go back, you look at Spurs' team in 2010, 2011, 2012. It's very much like ours. It's littered with some good players, some names that you wouldn't remember and you will know of, but the squad isn't very much padded out. Then they've got Modric, van der Vaart, and up front, I think they had people like Pavlyuchenko and...
Robbie Keane.
Robbie Keane wasn't even there at that time, I don't in 10 and 11. But, you know, they had some, they had Defoe, I think Crouch, Pavlyuchenko, those guys up front. And, you know, what I'm trying to say is that sometimes you just need that name to come in that will kind of like spark off something. Now, Rafael van der Vaart was supremely good at Spurs as well. So,
oh, yeah.
Not take away that. So, we need Coutinho to be really good to build upon that. But I absolutely agree with you. I think, like, we will be. Bar Erling Haaland goes somewhere today, I think we would be plastered over absolutely every television station in the Northern Hemisphere and probably in the Southern Hemisphere as well over the course of today.
And let's face it, most clubs in England now are preparing for an FA Cup game this weekend.
Exactly.
They're not doing any business today, I would imagine. We don't play till Monday. Unless Man United go and sign somebody extraordinary, I don't envisage anything going to happen. That's going to trump this news today. And, you know, as much as I mentioned it was a Robinho one, I knew you were going to mention van der Vaart. This today is all about Aston Villa Football Club because this is a watershed moment in the club's history. I think this is the day we push on. I think this is the day the owners that show us that they're willing to take a punt. You know, I know it's only what a 6 month loan or whatever it is, but we'll take it and we'll push on from here and we'll see who else we can attract.
I just deleted something there off my phone as I was trying to search for stuff and I didn't want to delete it because I had a great point and now I won't be able to find it again. So that's why I was putting my head in my hand. But listen, you never know. This could be completely gazumped by Ashley Maitland-Niles going on loan to Roma or something over the next few hours. And then before you know it, this will all be forgotten about.
If you've forgotten about it, I'm quite happy with that. We'll fly under the radar just nicely as well. So it did, like, this is an absolutely monumental moment. And if we fly under the radar, so be it, as long as we're pushing up that table and attracting this kind of player. This is a huge day for the club. And that is the most important thing today. And forget about everybody else. This is Villa's moment. This is Villa's day. And it's, you know, it's the start. It's not the finish.
That's exactly what I was going to say. Yeah,
he's got to build on this now. He's got to bring in. If it's more mates, bring in more mates. I don't care who he brings in, but he's bringing in players of this ilk. Keep it going because this is magic.
Yeah, let's look. I'm all for bringing in Luis Suarez now on top of this, and just trying to rekindle it. And look, if Steven Gerrard wants to throw on the boots again, give him. He's got. What, we'll give him the FA Cup off on Monday. Then after that, he's got, what, 10 days to get ready before United at home. So if he can't get fit in 10 days, then what's he all about anyway? But no, as I said, this is a good starting point. It's a big stand-up and take notice moment. You know, like, it's arguable we could say about Leon Bailey during the summer as well. Like, nobody would have believed Aston Villa could have enticed Leon Bailey to come to the club. Yes, we haven't seen the best of him. What's going to happen to him now is going to be another question. But look, options are something that we cried out for. We've been speaking about this, options.
Yeah.
If I was a betting man, I'd expect to potentially see maybe one of our overinflated, like we've got an inflated attacking midfielder / winger room at the moment. Potentially, I would say over the next few days, we might see one of those, if not two of those, move out, whether it be on loan, permanent transfers, whatever. I'd say something quick might happen there, just from the point of view of that, you know, that what I'm trying to count here, about 8-2 doesn't go. You know, so it's and while we do want options, obviously there's going to have to be a bit of book balancing that goes on somewhere along here because while we do have rich owners, obviously there's the financial side of things as well. We don't know what the terms of the deal are yet. It's been speculated that it's a loan with potential to buy. But I suppose once all that comes out in the wash, we'll speak about this more because this won't be the last podcast we'll have on Philip Coutinho, I would say, over the next few days. I've one or two people lined up to speak about Philip Coutinho. And listen, I'm going to revel in this because it's marquee news. Like we've all talked about wanting a marquee signing for Aston Villa for years and years and years. I'm really happy with this. Do I feel that it's an area of need within the team? you could both opinions can be right. It's not an area of need within the team. Well, it is. It's always going to be when you can get someone like Philippe Coutinho because we're upgrading. But if you were to say to me, gun to your head, you can only buy one player and one player only, I would have said defensive midfielder. I actually still want one. I want one more now that we've signed Philippe Coutinho.
And I think it will still come more. Yeah, but having the likes of playmakers like Buendia and Coutinho in your team takes an awful lot of pressure off those defensive midfielders and pushes other midfields back an awful lot. There's going to be an awful lot of worry about coming up against Aston Villa. And you know what? I hope he's fit enough to go in there Monday night and actually destroy Man United, because that would just make it even better.
Absolutely. That would be great. And look, as I say, he's an ex-Liverpool player, so I'm sure that he still has that at heart. Just before we go, guys, as I say, I'm just going to share up a small tab here. I mentioned at the start that we do have a full video on Philippe Coutinho, how he fits into the Aston Villa team. I'm just going to share up a slide from that as well. You know, people say he's busted flush, that he hasn't really done anything at Barcelona or at Bayern Munich over the last couple of years. Yes, this is based on 365 days of data from various different sites. We can see that he is in the top echelon, the top percentile for his technical ability and what he does really, really well. You're not going to get the defensive side of things out of it. I'm not going to rehash the video I did. Please go find it, click on it. It's one I really enjoyed doing. I put a lot of work into it. I'd really appreciate it if you could give it a thumbs up and maybe share it around the place. I'd really appreciate that as well. But Philippe Coutinho will now be swapping the red and royal blue of Barcelona for the claret and blue of a much more better, historic, potentially well-run team in Aston Villa Football Club.
Wealthier team, anyway.
I will say I do like the way that Barcelona, I do like the way the fans do have a massive controlling interest in Barcelona, but that's for another podcast as well on that. So everybody, very, very quick one. Philippe Coutinho, more is going to come out in the wash about what the actual deal is on this, and look, I suppose revel in it. Be proud to be an Aston Villa fan today. Let's look forward to see what he brings. We won't see him until Man United at home in the league, should I say. I'd imagine he's not going to be registered for the cup. Maybe he is, I don't know, but I'd imagine he won't be. And yeah, this is going to put a smile on a lot of people's faces for the coming weekend as well. So we're going to leave it at that. As I say, keep an eye out for more videos on this. I'm hoping to have more up during the course of the weekend. I do have a video ready to go on Aaron Hickey, which was going to drop at, what day are we today? It was going to drop at 9 o'clock on Friday morning, but it's not going to now because Philippe Coutinho will trump that. So that's going to be out in the morning. Also have a video done on Oriol Romeo, which is really rather interesting. I thought it was really interesting anyway, some of the statistical analysis that brought that up. And we'll be talking to a couple of familiar faces and familiar heads that you guys might know as well about Philippe Coutinho over the coming days. So thanks very much, everybody, for what you do for the podcast. Give us a like, give us a share, give us a subscription, and we will be back with wall-to-wall coverage of Philippe. Well, as much as time allows for coverage of Philippe Coutinho over the next few days. That's it, Paddy. Anything else to talk about on this?
All good. This watershed day in our club. Time to push on now and forget about the badness. Don't look back in anger. It's all good.
Don't look back in anger. Yeah. And spare a thought for Tony Jack, because this is what he wanted, but he couldn't he couldn't deliver it. Only joking. Anyway, don't want to bring it down. Thanks very much, everybody, for listening. Great day for Aston Villa Football Club. All that's left to say is up the Villa.
Up the Villa.
Sports Social Podcast Network.
Our kids have said to us since we moved to Minnesota, we are far more active than we've ever been anywhere else we've ever lived.
Moving to Minnesota opened up a lot of doors for us.
Just this overall sense of community, of values that, you know, Minnesotans have.
It's a real accepting, loving community, especially with two young kids.
See why CNBC ranks Minnesota number 4 best state to live and work. A great place to work, an even better place to live. ExploreMinnesota.com/live.